So much has been questioned about this side's resilience, the heart that exists within this playing group. Well, tonight, 7 points down at three-quarter time, Jude Bolton, they fought back. A five-point victory, their finals hopes stay alive.
Well, that's why it's the most frustrating team to probably follow. A Melbourne Demons supporter goes through the highs and lows with this team because they know they're brimming with talent. They have got the capable players, and just at the times that they can let themselves down. But tonight, they've been so resolute. Just thought the way they willed themselves in that final term on the back of Max Gawn. Christian Salem was terrific. Just their ability to get that ball forward, to kick three goals and run over the top of this Giants outfit.
And you're always going to question them, weren't you, in the third quarter when we saw the Giants just start kicking away. They'd kick seven out of the last nine goals. So we're just going to take...
We're going to go interview. Down, thanks to our friends at Seven, and speak to the young man, Trent Rivers.
Full team effort. Yeah. Came out down at three-quarter time, so came out, played our role, and got the result in the end, so it's awesome.
And you've debuted earlier this year. 2020, as we know, has been a really tricky time for everyone, but you really seem to be enjoying your footy. What have you made of your first year as senior AFL?
Oh, I'm loving it, and the older boys have just been getting around us and teaching us, like, all the spoiling and stuff. Like, my defensive game's probably not the best, but I've had great guys around me, great coaches, and I've been able to improve that.
But we did just see a sensational spoil for you late in that game, but I know a fair bit has to go right for the D's in terms of making the eight and really firming up a top eight finish. But how much belief does this group have that you can actually make the finals and, you know, perform well?
We come out every week thinking we're going to be able to play finals. We've got to have a few results go our way, but we come out here, we all do what we need to do, and if we go home with two wins, then, you know, we finish the season on high.
Well done, Trent. Good work. You should be very proud.
Thank
Trent
you.
Rivers from the Melbourne Demons. You reckon a rising star nomination might be on the cards for that young man this week? 2 goals, 16 disposals at 75% efficiency, and a huge match winner in the final term as well.
How exciting for the young kid.
Two pivotal goals in that second half, and just when his team needed, you know, a target inside forward 50 and to someone to find it moving forward. So this was a huge win for them, and you could see the excitement on Simon Goodwin's face, and he was obviously coaching down as he does from the boundary.
We'll drop back down, thanks to Seven, and hear from Christian Petrarca.
It was a tough game. We're both eyeing off a spot in the finals, so to get that win against the quality opposition, it's a special feeling, and it's been frustrating for our fans, frustrating for us as a club, but, you know, we stuck by it tonight, and you know, we grinded a win out.
Both yourself and Oliver, obviously sensational in the middle, but I thought your defenders were brilliant tonight. May and Lever, they just really seem to be building on that connection every single week.
Yeah, they are, and it's probably their first full season of playing together. People don't realise it does take a lot of time to adjust, and Maisie was out with a hamstring issue last year, and Snake's just coming back from an ACL a couple of years ago, so it does take time, and it's not just the defenders, we've got to help them out too. I think our defensive running the last couple of weeks has been pretty poor, to be honest, as midfielders and for high forwards, so to get the, to get a good win against quality opposition is awesome.
And Goody coaching from, downstairs in that final term, very emotional at that final siren. How much does it mean to him, obviously, for you guys to have a really strong performance following what happened in Cairns?
Oh, well, it means a lot. I mean, we want to play finals. Goody's been coaching his ass off. We've all been, trying as hard as we can. It's frustrating that the wins haven't been getting on the board, but I can assure you that to our fans, we've been doing everything we can to get a win and play finals. And, it's frustrating for us as well, but, it's a step in the right direction. And hopefully, wins or losses come our way. So, yeah.
Well done tonight. Great work.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you again to Seven. Christian Petrarca from the Melbourne Demons there. As they go to sleep tonight, Jute, in their hotel rooms, they will sit inside the top eight. Obviously, the Bulldogs to play tomorrow. Carlton as well. But the Melbourne Demons sit in eighth position. The Giants in ninth, and now GWS fans need to get the calculators out because their fate rests in the numbers.
Well, we said that Leon Cameron would be pleased with the response to three-quarter time, and we said, but it doesn't count for anything if they don't get over the top. And what a huge last term by the Melbourne Demons. And just, Christian Petrarca obviously interviewed there, but he had 19 contested possessions. He was just a ball, and he kicked that amazing goal from 45, a snap that you'll see in many of the highlights.
One word I just took out of that was grind. You know, it's not a word again that I guess Melbourne have earned the right to be associated with of late, especially since, when was it, 18 they played in the prelim? But they did. They showed some real resolve. They showed commitment to the contest, commitment to their plan to just keep at it. And they got a great result for their club, their fans tonight.
And do you reckon, Snapper, that also was attributed just to the way they were up and about the start of the game? They showed they came to play. They were excited, and that also helped with the pressure they put on.
Well, hold on to your answer and thoughts to that one, boys. The D's players are circling up, and you reckon this one might be sung with some gusto. Their season stays alive. The round of applause for one of their football staff, and let's hear them sing it. Demons live to fight another day in 2020. Stick with us on the other side of the break. We are going to break it all apart. Where it was won, I reckon M. Gorn might be potentially in the votes of Jude Bolton, maybe Stephen May as well. And the Giants left to lament another narrow loss. Is this season over? We'll break it all down after this. The Demons running out 5-point winners over the Giants on McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy. Demons fans are smiling. 79-74, Melbourne prevailed over the Giants Saturday night footy at the Gabba, and the Demons' finals hopes remain alive going into next week when they will take on the Bombers, whose finals hopes were snuffed out today by Port Adelaide. The Giants will take on St Kilda, but they need games to go their way. Liam Flanagan here, Brad Seymour, Drew Bolton, Troy Luff. Let's get down to Belinda Mellon on the ground at the Gabba for Bob Jane Teamarts for a bit of a wrap from an injury perspective. Bell, it was a rough game, finals-like atmosphere.
Oh, I tell you what, and I reckon the person who may actually be aching tomorrow is Simon Goodwin. I watched him in the final quarter on the boundary. He waved his arms madly in the agony and the ecstasy. He rode every bump. And I reckon he found a piece of Chris Fagan's chewing gum under the seat because, my God, it copped a hammering. You could see the tension in his jaw. You could see the veins popping. And then when they won in the end, he hugged every player. It literally was like they had won a final. And I guess in many ways they had. I reckon what they've probably done in both teams' dressing rooms tonight is they've just wheeled out a whole floor of ice and they're just rolling around in it right now. It was tough and heavy. They're going to have ice everywhere on themselves. No major injuries. Neville Jeddah, he came off, could hardly walk, was trying to do run-throughs up and down the boundary after that massive hit. Looked like a horrible cork. And with 2 minutes to play, he's standing there in Simon Goodwin's ear saying, come on, let me back on. Two to go. Let me back on. There was no rational bone in his body saying, hey, I'll rest up for next week. Goodwin sat him back down on the bench and said, nah, you are done, mate. He just wanted to get out there and get a piece of that action. But a tough game. There'll be many sore players, but the good news is no major injuries from what we saw.
Outstanding work, Bell. You can go and whack the ice pack on as well. Well, you've done a tremendous job this evening for Bob Jane Teamarts as well on the ground at the Gabba. Now, Luffy, let's look at the stats, the numbers. They were seesawing all day from a team perspective, but who were some of the big winners?
For the Demons, the winners, Langdon ended up with 23, as did Oliver. Petrarca had 22, 19 of those contested possessions, so fantastic effort. Stephen May feature in the best. He had 19, including 8 grabs. Salem, 19, and Rivers, 16 over the Giants. Tom Green, 30 disposals he had today, 21 of those contested, 8 handballs, 8 kicks, 22 handballs. So they were getting the ball in the tight contest and getting the quick hands out. Well done. Josh Kelly, he had 24, Whitfield, 22, Hopper, 21. But there was a few that didn't have many touches. Himmelberg, just 5 disposals, 2 kicks today. And we had a look at Jeremy Cameron, 5 kicks today, just the 2 marks. So couple of forwards didn't do too well.
Some dangerous low numbers there for McDonald's Triple M Rocks footy. The Monopoly game.
Maybe Cameron dropped next week, mate.
The Monopoly game. Maybe Jeremy Cameron's last game. The Monopoly game at Macca's is back. Full terms and at mcdonalds.com.au. Jude Bolton, as Luffy read out the numbers there, and no doubt the Melbourne Demons players will feature in your best, but the name Tom Green and a 30 disposal game.
In just his fifth game of football, his previous best was 18 disposals, a number 10 draft pick. He's a young star. So, you know, the Giants know that they've got a really good young player on their hands here, but when the heat's on and you have 21 contested a game high in just your fifth game, it's a big game.
Let's talk about the Giants. We will speak about the Demons and what this means for them from a ladder perspective, and the good players no doubt will feature in your votes. But the Giants, they fought back. They trailed by 17 points at the quarter-time break. Snapper, half-time, they levelled things. And then they took the lead at three-quarter time, and Leon Cameron probably thought the eight changes have worked, but they just didn't have the run and the hardness in that final quarter when it mattered, and especially they didn't have anyone who could overcome Max Gawn.
Yeah, well, they weren't too far away. That's in perspective. And, you look at footy, I think, throughout the modern era, so the last sort of 10, 20 years, defence has dominated. So you look into defences of each size. So the GWS defence is missing arguably one of the best fullbacks going around in Phil Davis. They're missing Sam Taylor, who's an up-and-coming centre-half back. So you take your first-choice centre-half back and fullback out of any team that's competing at the pointy end of the ladder, it's going to be very, very difficult. Number three on the list is Aiden Corr. He's not playing either. So that puts immense pressure under the boys that are running out and playing in the back six, especially Nick Haynes, week in, week out. So they're fighting as hard as they can, there's no doubt. They've got a long injury list, but the two boys that I think that they're missing most are Davis and Ward. Ward's the glue guy that galvanises that group, that adds some real steel in and around the contest. But from that, you know, Leon Cameron would be fiercely disappointed that they haven't got over the line. There's no doubt they face St Kilda next week. St Kilda are quick. They can move the ball with pace, and that might be an area that might expose GWS next week.
The question is, would Stephen Cornelio have been backed at that game? And I think he would. He had 20 disposals last week even. Obviously he's been out of form, but, you know, having that leadership, another player to contest and compete against the likes of Oliver and Petrarca and, you know, Viney around the midfield, you could only say that he'd have some impact on that game.
He's still averaging 21 this year, Cornelio.
This is the Triple M Amy Review. Who covers Clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. Luffy, you were talking about Stephen Cornelio and his disposal numbers. The low numbers for the Giants, you mentioned some of them.
Yep.
Are there any obvious midfielders that potentially jump out to you that you'd say, well, Stephen Cornelio plays, he probably, even if he doesn't hit his average, he contributes there?
Oh, look, I think so. I mean, look, Matt DeBoer had a bit of a job on Petrarca some of the time and was well beaten. Petrarca certainly beat him, but we normally see DeBoer get a few more touches. He only had the 9 disposals today. Taranto, 15. I'd still say that was a pretty average game from him. We really didn't see him do a lot. Even Hopper, who had 21 disposals, but it's not like you were calling his name going, he's doing great, fantastic stuff. So, I don't know if I agree with the dropping of Cornelio. It obviously is to make a statement.
He wanted to send a message. It was a big statement in such a clutch
game. But you do it in such... Well, obviously, it didn't work, did it?
I wouldn't be too worried about those stats at the moment or his averages, because this particular game tonight was played in finals-like environment. It was hot in the kitchen. A lot of dirty ball, a lot of scrimmages, a lot of one-on-one contest, and it just so happened the siren sounds and Melbourne have their noses in front. There wasn't too much that separated these two teams tonight.
No. I just love the fact that Melbourne brought their effort, and that's what I guess D's fans have been crying out for, you know, and in those hot games, do they go missing? And tonight they didn't. They stood up.
And that's the thing as a Demons fan, as you said, Bolts, that their frustration that they lose these games consistently. So tonight, they've given themselves a chance now for the finals after a really good win against a quality side. That's the other thing. It's a quality side they beat.
Jude, you said you love what the D's brought. Let's check in on today's I'm Loving It moment. It happened at the 19th minute mark of the fourth quarter, is how we called it on Triple M Footy. It's getting to all or nothing stage now for the Giants. They must make the action. Shaw, big fist, back into the centre of play. Rivers, the first-year player. Snap, floating, tall, goal!
This is awesome.
Trent Rivers in his first season of senior footy, the number 32 draft pick, has kicked the biggest goal of his career and the second for the evening. Pretty well called, I thought. Nice little chime in from you there as well, Luffy.
Look, it was. It's awesome. It was an awesome game, and it's awesome the young guy has sealed the win, or nearly, you know, at that point. It was the sealer. It's fantastic.
So, Trent Rivers, the young man, as I said, 2 goals, 16 disposals in a finals-like atmosphere, Jude. You reckon a Rising Star nomination on a Saturday night stage, it might be headed his way.
It was either him or maybe a Tom Green.
Well, he's already been nominated.
He has too, hasn't he? He did early on. If he's 18.
He can't get it again. The Choice Hotels, four Choice Hotels around the ground. Other results already in this round. Book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia for the lowest prices guaranteed. Terms do apply. The Eagles defeated the Saints to kick the round off on Thursday night. The Tigers, dominant 26-point win over the Cats, pointy end of the ladder there on Friday night. And today, the Dockers hammered the Kangaroos. No finals impact there. Port Adelaide might have secured the minor premiership with their 50-point win over the Bombers, and also made next weekend's game for the Demons somewhat easier with Essendon out of finals calculations. Tonight, it was the D's, too strong for the Giants by 5 points, keeping their hopes alive. As I said, the players will go to bed tonight, sitting in eighth position. The Giants, they sit in ninth out of the top eight, relying on calculations to get in there next week. Time for the Triple M MVP award. Last week, it was a collective effort between you two gentlemen. Has the Brains Trust conferred on this? Troy Luft, you, Bolton?
We both threw a dip together. And there was plenty to look at from a D's perspective. We thought Petrarca was outstanding, obviously, with 22 and 19. Oliver hunted the footy as well as Ed Langdon. But we looked over at a young man for the Giants who had 30 disposals, 21 contested possessions and 4 clearances in just his fifth game. Tom Green, we gave one vote. 2 votes we gave to Max Gawn, who was just outstanding tonight.
There's his stats there, Bolts. 44 hit-outs, 4 tackles, 8 clearances, 15 disposals, and he spent only 4 minutes on the bench for the whole game.
He was just fantastic. He's just the ability, particularly in the last quarter as well.
When he was needed. He stood up as a captain today.
And then 3 votes we gave to Stephen May. 19 disposals. He was resolute in defence. He had 8 marks, running at 83% as well. So he was just fantastic tonight and the best player on the ground.
Outstanding performance. That's why he left the Suns to join the Demons. He wanted to play finals football, and his chances of doing that in 2020 are still alive thanks to tonight's 5-point win. In the end, the Giants 11-8-74, falling 5 points short of the Demons 12-7-79. Brad Seymour, Troy Luft, Jude Bolton, Dave and Will in the back, Belinda Mellon for Bob Jane Team Arts. A cracking result if you're a Melbourne Demons fan. Their season lives on next week when they take on the Bombers. For McDonald's, Triple M, Rocks Footy.